In the face of ongoing regulatory scrutiny, Changpeng Zhao, the founder and majority owner of Binance US, is reportedly exploring options to decrease his company's stake, according to an exposé by The Information. Regulatory lawsuit sparks strategic shift. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, flagged Zhao, along with Binance US COO Samuel Lim, in a legal complaint filed earlier this year. The lawsuit alleges that Binance US and its executives willfully overlooked registration and compliance requirements under US federal law, while benefiting from significant business connections within the US market. Accusations extend to the company, Zhao, and Lim aiding US clients in bypassing Binance's geographic limitations through the use of virtual private networks. Furthermore, the CFTC alleges that Binance obscures its ownership and organizational structure through a complex network of corporate entities. The path to regulatory compliance. In response to the allegations, top Binance U.S. executives are contemplating whether it would be beneficial to decrease Zhao's ownership position to curry favor with U.S. regulators. They fear that Zhao's continued position as the main shareholder could potentially hinder the company's ability to secure crucial regulatory licenses. As a part of their legal defense against the CFTC lawsuit, both current and former executives of Binance U.S. have sought legal counsel. Former executive Catherine Coley has enlisted the services of James McDonald of Sullivan & Cromwell. Binance U.S. critiques U.S. regulatory environment. The ongoing legal struggle has led Binance to criticize the ambiguity of U.S. regulations. The chief strategy officer, Patrick Hillman, expressed concerns in an interview with the Financial Times about the government's crackdown on cryptocurrency over the past 6 months. Hillman used Coinbase's legal troubles with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, to illustrate the current climate of the U.S. crypto sector. He mentioned that Binance is considering seeking regulation in the UK, which the company perceives as a more accommodating environment than the US. Impact on Binance's market share. The recent exchange review report reveals that these struggles have had a tangible impact on Binance's business. In April, Binance's spot trading volume dropped by 48.1% to $287 billion, marking the second lowest monthly trading volume since 2021. Binance's market share has also seen a decline for two consecutive months, dropping to 46.3%, the lowest level since October 2022. The current regulatory climate in the U.S. has prompted significant changes for many cryptocurrency exchanges. Binance U.S.'s strategic moves underscore the need for regulatory compliance in the face of scrutiny. The company's future will likely depend on its ability to adapt and adhere to the evolving regulatory landscape. Key points. Why is Binance U.S.'s CEO considering reducing his stake? Amid ongoing regulatory scrutiny, Binance U.S.'s CEO, Changpeng Zhao, is reportedly considering reducing his stake in the company to better align the company with U.S. regulatory requirements and potentially secure crucial licenses. What are the allegations against Binance U.S.? The CFTC has lodged a complaint alleging that Binance U.S., its CEO, and COO have willfully disregarded registration and compliance obligations under U.S. federal law. The company is also accused of aiding American clients in bypassing geographical restrictions. What has been the impact of these regulatory issues on Binance's business? According to the recent exchange review report, Binance's spot trading volume decreased by 48.1% to $287 billion in April. Additionally, the company's market share has declined for two consecutive months, dropping to 46.3%, the lowest since October 2022. How has Binance U.S. responded to the lawsuit? Binance U.S. executives are reportedly considering reducing CEO Changpeng Zhao's ownership position to align more favorably with U.S. regulators. Furthermore, both current and former executives have sought legal representation in response to the CFTC lawsuit.